Hello.
Hello. Is this Walker Construction?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I'm calling to speak to the owner. Is that you by chance?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, nice to meet you. This is Lisa. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm very well. And you?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for asking. I really appreciate it. So, third, the reason that I'm calling your business today is because we are a data service provider to Google and Bing. And I wanted to speak to you in regards of putting Rock Construction in the first page, you know, in the map section. I'm sure that you have used it before, right?
Yes.
Good. So you know how it works when you do a search to Google and you see the map and the red dots with all the information there, so you can just directly call to the businesses. Does that ring any bell?
Oh, yeah. I'm familiar with the process.
Okay, amazing. So, you know, that section is actually called the local map section, and we provide a service that places companies there because we know that 90% of the revenue goes to those businesses. So today we had a position up and up for the construction services and in your area. So we're calling everyone that does the same thing in your area, looking just for one company that, you know, qualifies to be there. And once we find that out, then we'll close out the area and we'll not work with, you know, anybody else who does what you do to keep that exclusivity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the thing is that we're not looking to hire a service like that right now.
Are you using already some type of online advertising for your business?
No, we are using a different marketing strategy through an application to get bids. Then we go and, you know.
And how has it been going so far?
Oh, it's not bad. We've been busy, but if we probably do it, but just right now we don't have that budget. But I'm more than willing to hear from you guys in a couple months to see if our situation changed.
Okay, I get it. But, you know, actually, the hard part of being there in that first page is actually not the cost, but the availability, which is something that we do have today, you know. So the idea is that when people look up for the services, then you will be on that first page. So, you know, if we can get you on this page at a reasonable price, I'm sure that you would at least take a look at it, right?
Yeah. Do you have the pricing already?
Well, it depends on a couple of factors, you know. Like, for example, what will be the area that you would like to be covered for? Like, instead, you're in Salt Lake City, right?
Yes, I'm Salt Lake City, yeah.
Okay, and if you were to travel for a new customer, how far would you be traveling?
Maximum 50 miles.
Okay, good. The reason that I ask this is because, you know, we use keywords in the area that you want to be found, okay? So, for example, besides construction, is there anything else that you would like, you know, future customers to be find you for? Like, I don't know, painting?
Remodeling.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bathroom remodel, kitchen remodel.
Okay. Kitchen and bathroom as well?
Yes.
Okay. And the job that you perform is mostly residential. Is that correct, or do you do some commercial as well?
We do commercial too.
Is there one that you prefer?
Residential I prefer.
Okay. Good. And at this moment, I know you said that you were with, you know, trying out some of the leads and all, but I'm pretty sure that you will be able to handle more business, right?
Yeah, we want to.
Okay, that's good. And I was trying to find a website for your business, but I couldn't find one. Do you already have a website, or am I missing something?
We have saved the domain, but we haven't developed an actual website yet.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
Budget. Yeah, we know people around that can do it. It's just that we haven't had the time as well to dedicate to develop. The other thing is that we don't think, because we just started, we didn't think that we needed essentially to start. That's mm-hmm. why we just started without the website.
Oh, okay, I understand. But what do you mean, like, you started? How far has the business been up?
A year so far.
Oh, okay, so you're a new owner. That's really good. That's really good that you're a new owner. I'm guessing that you had some experience before?
Yes, absolutely.
Good. How many years?
5.
Okay, that's perfect. And are you a solo owner or do you have a partner?
I have a partner, 50% each.
Okay. And out of curiosity, you know, in terms of making decisions like marketing, do you have to run it by him or he trusts your judgment?
We got to participate. We both participate in the decision-making process.
Okay. And is he around by chance?
No, he's in another project right now.
Okay. Do you know when will be a good time so we can, you know, I can call you both and you can be together at the same time?
Well, yeah, of course, tomorrow could be, but the thing is that we are thinking not to do that in the short term, like right now, maybe March or April.
Okay. And besides budget, is there something else that it's stopping you from making that decision?
It's mostly that we need to finish 4 projects that we are about to finish, and we are so busy trying to get rid of that old because they are from last year.
Oh, okay.
After that, we are ready to start a new process, like a new strategy, a marketing strategy, like the local maps website and all that.
I get it. Okay. Maybe at that time then so you can finish the jobs that you have at this moment. And I'm sorry, what's the name of your partner?
Diego.
Diego. Okay. And your name is?
Gerardo.
Okay. Okay. So that's what I'm going to do for you. We'll see if that position comes available, you know, in a couple of months. I mean, if that's the case, then we'll reach out to you, and, you know, if not, you can always call us back. My name is Lisa.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you. I hope you have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.